Blackstone Audio presents Guardians of Ghul, The Hatchling, Book 7 by Catherine Laske. Prologue.
"It's the Hatchling,"
a young owl said, as the group watched Nyrok, only son of the great warrior Clud, begin a power dive. He grasped a charred branch from the ground in his beak, and in one swift movement rose seamlessly again into the air, brandishing it before him. He had performed the retrieval perfectly, and was swinging the branch with great style. And this was just his first flight. A power dive on a first flight was an outrageous and daring manoeuvre to attempt, and he had executed it flawlessly. He then carved a perfect figure eight in the sky above the two large peaks known as the Great Horns. This was followed by spiralling descent to a slide-in landing on the ledge where his elders perched. His angle of approach was superb. Then, in front of his mother and her top lieutenants, the hatchling raised his starboard wing and shrieked,
"Hail, Clud, supreme commander of the Titanic Union of Pure Ones! Hail her pureness, General Ma'am, Nyra! Beloved mate of the late High Tito Clud."
Chapter 1. A Perfect Son.
"Magnificent!" exclaimed an older owl. "And to think that he has been flying for only a few nights."
"I've never seen the Hail Clud so perfectly executed," whispered another barn owl.